بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. Respected friends and elders, معزز علماء كرام، Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. First of all, first and foremost, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has given us tawfiq to come and attend this Mubarak gathering. And we make abundance of shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has joined us with a great silsila. Respected friends and elders, there are a lot of brothers, people whom I know they are connected to Silsilah Batil, spending their time, spending their wealth, and in the end gaining nothing, rather they are losing خسر الدنيا والآخرة. Just if at the back of our mind, if we let's make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because we heard from Hazrat Arif Billah, Hazrat Iqdas Hazrat Shah Hakim Mukhtasab rahmatullah alayhi, used to say, jab Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kisi se muhabbat ka irada karte hai to us zamane ke wali ki muhabbat uske dil mein dal dete hai. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves a person, then the muhabbat of the wali of that zamana Allah puts him in his heart, and he just automatically he gets inclination towards that wali of that zamana. So that is a great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah has connected us, Allah has joined us with such a mubarak silsila and with a wali of the zamana. Once I dreamt of our Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Mukhtasab rahmatullah alayhi in a gathering. There Hazrat rahmatullah alayhi was sitting in a Mubarak gathering, and the gathering was about to, and the madras was about to start. Then Hazrat said, Abdul Rahman, you come and give bayan. So I started crying. I said, Hazrat, how can I give bayan? So Hazrat mentioned, come, I'll tell you something in your ears. Then Hazrat told me something in my ears. The khulasa of that was, ma asabaka min hasanatin fa min Allah, wa ma asabaka min sayyatin fa min nafsik. Whatever good you receive, whatever good action you do, it is from Allah. It is not your own kamal. Then Hazrat says, ab takabbur nahi aayega, ab bayan karo. Then I remember the only first couplet which I said, and after that I got up. The couplet was, which I remember in front of Hazrat, humne tay ki is tarah se manzile, humne tay ki is tarah se manzile, gir pade gir kar uthe uthke chale. This is the khulasa. Yesterday when our Hazrat Damat Barakatum, after the talk, when Hazrat brought our intention, draw our attention to a very important aspect, our islah, that we all are here, but let us make intention, one or two sincere intentions. We all lacking in few things, we all know that, like Hazrat mentions, that you cannot do acting outside. You cannot do acting inside the house. A person can do acting outside the house. He can be act very holy. He can talk a very flowery talks. But inside the house, that's the reality of a person comes out, because his wife knows him better than anyone. So she knows what type of bayan is giving and what he is doing inside. That is why our qal or hal, that has to be one. So that's where the reality will come. So when Hazrat mentioned that time, very same time, very same moment, I also made intention that Ya Allah protect me and all of us, protect me first of all from that badnazri, casting evil glance. Because Hazrat mentions the purpose of our coming here is for istilah, and istilah is mawquf on ittila and ittiba, that we mention, we must inform our about our remedies, about our problems and spiritual diseases to our Shaykh and then get the spiritual advices. So at that moment, Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi used to mention there are three types of badnazri. There are three types of badnazri. One badnazri is casting evil glance. A woman comes in front of a person. A person avoids. A person closes his eyes. He lowers his gaze. Protects himself. And at that moment he makes a muraqabah. Inni zahibun ila rabbi sayahdeen. The second type of badnazri, which Hazrat says, is also very important. Is to protect ourselves from the dunya of others. Because the enticing world is they, people have got, we are not content to what Allah has blessed us with. And we are looking at other people's world, other people's dunya. This is also a type of badnazri. And the third type of badnazri, Hazrat mentioned, is to look down upon someone, which is a sign of kibr. And Hazrat, also we have heard from our Hazrat, if an iota of takabbur or kibr is there, a person cannot enter Jannat, rather he won't even smell the fragrance of Jannat. So that is the main purpose of our Islah, and the Islah, this part of Islah is very hard and difficult. Yesterday we heard also in our Ulama Bayan, Hazrat Mufti Sahib Jamat Barakatuh mentioned, this part of making Islah is the most important part, but it is the most difficult part. As the Khaja Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi mentioned, jo nafs ki na kare, jo nafs pe na daale bar, jo nafs pe na daale bar, uski Islah hai sakht dushwar. That type, when a person, he has to go against his nafs, and he has to make a lot of effort, and he has to inform Shaykh, and there are so many procedures which Hazrat mentions. But Hazrat said, if you do one thing, then this procedure of making Islah becomes very easy. Rather, it becomes enjoyable. If a person wants to make his own Islah, first of all, he can make mistake in making his Islah, in choosing a way or method of making his Islah. But if he just makes one thing, connect himself, like Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah mentioned, with our, we heard from our Hazrat also, Ahlullah apni kishti mein ja rahe hai. Aap uske andar baith jaiye. You don't have to work, you just have to sit in their boat. The boat is moving towards in the marifat of ocean. We just have to sit in that boat, inshallah, and automatically we'll be pulled towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the most easiest method nowadays, to connect ourselves with the mashayikh. Na kitabon se, na wazon se, na zar se paida. Deen hota hai buzurgon ki nazar se paida. If the evil eye can take a person to qabr, according to the hadith, tudkhilu rajulu al-aynu al-qabara. Evil eye can take a person to qabr. It can take a person to a qabr. It can affect. So what about the Ahlullah, the nazar, the good nazar of Ahlullah? When we sit in their company, when they look at us, and the mercy of Allah descends, and we know the hadith that wajabat muhabbati, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's muhabbat becomes wajib upon those people who sit in the gathering of Allah for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sake. The only purpose is that I must connect myself so I can reform myself. If that is the only intention, then definitely a person, he starts following the Shaykh and he starts taking the advices of the Shaykh. So this part of making Islah, which is mawquf, which is dependent on ittila, on informing, and then making ittiba, and then follow the prescriptions. Then it becomes very easy and enjoyable. And one of the most intricate part, Hazrat mentions, when you are with your Shaykh, at that moment even you postpone your dhikr program, you postpone everything, because now you just sit with your Shaykh. Because that it is, your Shaykh is the source of your Islah. But when you are not with your Shaykh, when you are away from your Shaykh, then what will keep us going is the dhikr of Allah. فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. As it says, a lot of people, they make dhikr, but because their two conditions are not met, that's the reason they don't get the full benefit of the dhikr. Because dhikr is something which takes a person from Farsh. Hazrat mentioned on one occasion, if a person makes a proper zikr, the way Hazrat taught us, I remember in 1433, 4 years back, Hazrat gave one whole bayan on zikr, how to make zikr, the method of making zikr also. To such an extent, Hazrat said and Hazrat taught us how to make zikr as well. And then Hazrat said, if we make a zikr properly, then that one zikr of majlis of zikr will take a person from a farsh to arsh of Allah. One proper zikr. That is why Hazrat mentioned that Hazrat Maulana Tala Sahib and Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Rahmatullah Alayhi, Hazrat Shaykh Maulana Zakariya Rahmatullah Alayhi, when they came to South Africa also, stayed in Stenga, Hazrat said the purpose was to establish the gathering of zikr. Establish the gathering of zikr. And Hazrat said, if you don't find anybody, at least take one or two person, establish the halqa of zikr. Because that is the only way that will keep you and I going, inshallah. Because when we are away from Shaykh, what happens, Hazrat mentions, so much of fitna around us, and the ghulamat, and the darkness everywhere. When a person makes zikr, Hazrat mentioned, then he's got the munasabat of that some light. If a person is in darkness, and then the another darkness comes, and any other fitna comes upon, he won't feel the darkness, because he is in darkness. But by making a zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that light of the nur of zikr comes in the person's heart. When then after that any haram comes and zulumat comes, he feels his heart becomes very hassas and sensitive. Then whenever he imports any haram, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ تَذَكَّرُوا, he remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now he realizes that there is something wrong, something is affecting him. And then that's why he will never fight with his wife. When she will argue with him, that why you are talking so long? You have got a murida, but you don't have to talk to her so long. At this time he will remember that Hazrat mentioned that you have got already a prepaid shaykh also at home, who can make your islah. But if a person islah is made and he is making proper zikr, then when he will hear something, then he will never offend it. He will think that Allah has made my taqweeni intiram. Allah has made many a times, I also have this, that I mentioned to our Hazrat, and also that why is something, all of a sudden, you see the wife has become so sensitive. This has become, Hazrat said, man aslaha, our Hazrat taught us very simple thing, that man aslaha fima baynahu wa bayna Allah, aslaha Allah wa fima baynahu wa bayna khalqi. If you correct your matters with Allah, Allah will correct all your matters with makhluq. Then you won't have a problem with anybody. You don't have a problem with your wife, you won't have a problem with your children. But the Hazrat says, when you are away from your shaykh, the most important aspect is of Islam is, you must make zikr properly. And Hazrat mentioned also, why we are lacking, Hazrat says, mentioned two very important aspects. If we don't make zikr, if we are not making rozana, zikr has to be rozana and ashiqana. These two important components are missing. As I said, if you don't, you are making zikr, but we make zikr, we don't make zikr regularly. We make zikr sometimes when we feel like. That's why, as I mentioned, you must fix one time. After Fajr, after Zohar, after Asr, whenever is convenient. And then at that specific time, you must sit. At that time, don't attend any phone calls. Don't do any other work. Just sit and do zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as it also mentions that if a person can sit for 10 to 15 minutes and control his thoughts, then definitely in salah also it will help us also. Many a times we complain, we cannot control it. The moment we say Allahu Akbar, and after that we don't even know we are in a different dream world. So Hazrat said, if you can sit for that 10 to 15 minutes, control your thoughts, and at the back of your mind, you must remember all those muraqabah which Hazrat taught us. There are 10 different muraqabahs which Hazrat taught us, which are mentioned also, printed also. So all those Hazrat mentioned, this is the most important thing. Do your zikr, Hazrat mentioned, regularly. Then you will see the effect of zikr. And then as the second thing which Hazrat mentions, zikr, ashiqana zikr. With love and that feeling. That is why all the sha'ar is there, to bring the realization of the zikr, to bring it alive. Hazrat mentioned, this is the most important thing. The Hazrat mentioned that zikr ka naga, ruh ka faqa. Zikr ka naga, if a person misses zikr, he is starving his soul. Hazrat said, the most important thing in a body is a soul. If there is no soul, then a person has to go to Qabristan. Because the most important thing is the soul. So that's why Hazrat says, if the body is starving, how difficult we feel. But imagine if the soul is starving. Hazrat says, the zikr ka naga is ruh ka faqa. He's starving his soul. How important is to make zikr? And Hazrat says, build that, develop that connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we will feel, when we will say the name of Allah, then we will remember, then we will feel that sweetness of iman and halawat of iman. Hazrat Tamim rahmatullah alayhi mentioned that one of Hazrat Tamim murid says, Hazrat, jab main Allah ka naam lewe hoon, to mera muh mitha ho jawe hai. When I take the name of Allah, my mouth and my whole body becomes sweet. It sweetens my mouth. Allah Allah, inche shiri naste naam, shiru shakkar minshu wa janam tamam. A person can feel, he can feel. That is what Hazrat says, when you're making zikr, don't be half sleepy. And then you're making zikr, then you don't even know, you're falling this way, that way. How we can remember all the other muraqabahs if you're half sleepy? Other sultanas, they have to make muraqabah. Hazrat says, one of the mizah of this, that alhamdulillah, here we have to make a loud zikr. So we mustn't fall asleep. And Hazrat mentioned also, Hazrat gave a very beautiful example. Hazrat says, if you take the name of your wife, and you are half asleep, you said, Fatima, Fatima, Fatima. Hazrat says, she'll get angry on you. What is it? But you say one with Allah, Fatima. Hazrat says with that. Hazrat says, how happy won't she be? So Hazrat says, in the very same manner, when we remember our Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that effect of that dhikr will come into our heart. Then we feel there is a sweetness of iman in my heart. I take the name, then Hazrat mentions further how we must make. فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ Hazrat mentions, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ explaining the ayat of the Qur'an, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, you remember me, O my banda, أَذْكُرْكُمْ I will remember you. And Hazrat mentions here this is a fail mubarak, that main yaad karta hoon, yaad karunga. Hazrat says, the correct translation here is not Allah will remember, Allah is remembering us at this moment. And Allah remembers us all the time. Allah says, oh my banda, you also remember me. I am remembering you all the time. When you forget me, I still remember you. How Allah remembers? Hazrat said in two ways. فَذْكُرُونِ When you remember, Allah says, when you remember me with your obedience, بِالطَّاعَةِ When you remember me with your obedience, أَذْكُرُكُمْ بِالْعِنَايَةِ I remember you with my favors and kindness. When you remember me with your obedience, I remember you with your favor, with my favors and kindness. And when you go away from me, when you forget me, then Allah says, I still remember you with my warnings. With my warnings. At every given moment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still remembers. So Hazrat says, imagine Allah saying, this is the, Hazrat says, sometime in the middle of the night, you wake up, and that you think you just got up, you heard a noise. Hazrat says, not you heard. This is the time Allah is informing you that, oh my banda, I am remembering you. So you also remember me. Hazrat taught us such a beautiful thing. Then Hazrat mentioned also, what time of remembering? Hazrat says, that remember, Allah says, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ When a person remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala individually, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remembers that person individually. And when a person, according to hadith, remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a gathering, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remembers that person in the gathering better than this gathering. And that is a gathering of malaika. Allah boasts about that gathering. And as I've also mentioned, this is so important, that the gathering of malaika, but as I said, from here we can understand, some of our dhikr we have to do on our own. And some of that zikr we must do it in a gathering. From this hadith it is clearly understood that some of the zikr we have to do on our own. And as I mentioned, when you're doing your own zikr, that is the time you must concentrate on the zikr itself. Remember all the muraqabahs, with all the muraqabah and paying attention to the river and taking the ladzat of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when you are doing a dhikr in a gathering, then Hazrat mentioned, our beloved Hazrat mentioned, that you must concentrate on the ash'ar. Because these are the ash'ar, Hazrat says, those people who are murid, 1 year, 2 years, they must remember the ash'ar off by heart. They must remember the ash'ar off by heart. And then when they make dhikr, they must bring the realization of dhikr. And that brings the life in the dhikr. And that when a person makes zikr, then that a person feels and he enjoys his zikr. So Hazrat says, this is the most important thing. Then when a person remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and what happens, Hazrat mentioned that Malaika, there are few specific malaika. What they do make the gash sayyahin. They are touring, they are flying, they are making gash everywhere. And whenever they see the gathering of dhikr, they descend. They come down. And they surround the gathering. Hazrat mentioned in a very beautiful manner, the raja of dhikr pulls them towards the gathering. The raja of dhikr is so powerful that pulls the malaika and brings it to that gathering. And the gathering, and they surround the gathering. And what they do after that? They surround the gathering and they make soft. Like we make soft one behind one, they make soft one top of another. And they make soft and they reach the arsh of Allah. That's why Hazrat mentioned when you make dhikr properly, it will take you from the first to arsh. They take a person and then they make their soft and they reach arsh of Allah. And that moment when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at them and asks them, from where are you people coming? From which place you people are coming? Oh my malaika. And Hazrat said, wa huwa a'lam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. But why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asking this question? Ikraman lahum. Because of the honor of those people who are making dhikr. As it says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asking. So they mention that, Ya Allah, we are coming from so and so masjid, from so and so halaqa, from the gathering of dhikr. From the gathering of dhikr we are coming. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking, oh, they are making my dhikr. Why? Have they seen me? They say, no, Ya Allah, they didn't see you. Oh, Allah says, subhanallah, have they seen me, they would have engaged more in dhikr. Subhanallah. So they didn't see me, my banda. Allah boasts about that gathering of dhikr. What do they want? They want Jannat. Have they seen Jannat? No. Allah says, if they have seen Jannat, they would have even engaged more in dhikr. What they are seeking protection from? From Jahannam. Have they seen Jahannam? No. Had they seen Jahannam, they would have engaged more in dhikr. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala boasts about that gathering. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and our beloved Shaykh, our Hazrat mentions that, Hafiz ibn Hajar rahmatullahi alayhi mentioned that these angels, they actually come, they envy. And they said, you know, we understand, we perpetually witness the glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But these, what kind of makhluk are these? Are they angel or we angel? Such a nurani makhluk. They don't see Allah. They haven't seen the malaika. They haven't seen Jannat and Jahannam. But they still got time and they still remember Allah. What a nurani makhluk are these? And then Hazrat mentioned also, the angels, they look at the gathering and they say, these people, they've got so much istiqaza. They've got family to look after. They've got water bills, rent, and so many other things. Bills, taking family to doctors, and this istiqaza, that istiqaza. Yet they find time to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They said, are we the angel or these people are angels? So they also envy. And Hazrat mentioned also, we don't have any desires. The angels, and these people, they have kabhi i'tiraf qusur hai, kabhi ta'aton ka surur hai, kabhi i'tiraf qusur. Angels, they don't have any desire to commit any sin. But we have so much of desire, despite of all the desires, they are remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they look at it astonishingly. So Hazrat mentioned, that is why we must understand, when you are making dhikr at that moment, at the back of your mind, you must remember this Mubarak gathering is being surrounded with the malaika. And Allah is boasting about this gathering in the malaikat al-muqarrabin, not all the ordinary farishtas. As I mentioned, in the malaikat, the very close ones, Allah is boasting about this gathering in that malaika. And when the arwah al-mursaleen, and on the arwah, by the soul of the mursaleen, the rasuls, so as I said, if you have this at the back of your mind, and then when you make dhikr, that's where the person finds an enjoyment of the dhikr. As I said also, Hakim Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi used to mention that when the dhikr of Allah is mentioned, then a person feels that tranquility, that sakina, which he never ever felt before. That is why when a person gets the taste of making dhikr of Allah, that he cannot do without it. The sakina descends. And we can see, we are talking about the dhikr and half the majma is sleeping. So we can understand that the sakina is descending right now as well. So this is very important. When a person makes dhikr and that moment he is at the back of his mind and he's remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he knows this gathering is being surrounded at that moment. He ponder upon the ash'ar and then he makes the dhikr of Allah. And Hazrat also mentioned, Shahi Mukhtasab rahmatullah alayh, is to mention there are two types of zikr also. One is zikr musbat, which you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which you remember. The other is zikr manfi, to stay away from guna. When a person stays away from guna and he makes dhikr, then the reality of that dhikr comes. What happens when a person keeps on making dhikr, that as we mentioned, how Hazrat mentioned, the heart becomes so sensitive. Any darkness enters upon the heart, he remembers. Now he realizes, no, I have to stay away. But we have to have, as I said, when you are away from your shaykh, at that moment concentrate on your dhikr. Pay attention. And then you must remember, to stay away from haram, that's a dhikr manfi. Hazrat mentioned, Hakim Sahib rahmatullah alayh, that if a person is got, he went to a doctor, and he says, that remove all the thorns which I've got on my feet. But he says, 99%, but just leave one. He won't feel, because of that one thorn which is there, he won't feel, he'll still be restless. So if he really wants to enjoy the dhikr, he has to remove all the thorns of guna. That's where a person will enjoy. As I say, when the woman comes in front of you, you know that at this moment, to lower your gaze, Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah mentioned, is waqt isse bada zikr koi nahi. At that very given moment, to stay away and to lower gaze, that is the biggest form of zikr. To stay away from guna, to stay away from haram. The laws of sharia, that is directed to us, at any given moment, at that moment a person fulfills the command of Allah, that is the zikr. That is why it is mentioned in the Quran. It is mentioned in فَإِذَا قُضِيَتِ الصَّلَاةُ فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. Remember Allah in abundance when you are in the marketplace. Because there are a lot of avenues which can take us cheating. But the nazi also takes place. We know how much of, when we go now, normally now we, when we go for shopping, it's only women around us. We are dealing with a woman. We are transacting with a woman. At that moment, a person has to make so much of ihtiyat. The very same person who is making the dhikr. But if you don't get, and Hazrat mentions, don't worry about, just keep on making dhikr regularly, the effect will come. Zarbe kisi ke naam ki, dil pe yun hi lagaye ja, jo na mile jawab kuch, dar yun hi khatkhataye ja, khole ya na wo khole dar, us pe hu teri kyon nazar, tu to bas apna kaam kar, yaane sada lagaye ja. You keep on making zikr, inshallah, one day you will feel the reality of the zikr will definitely penetrate into the heart. And then after that, the person will understand. Hazrat also mentioned our Hakim Sahib, don't become the Abdul Lutf, become Abdul Latif. Don't become the slave of the enjoyment. Hazrat, I didn't get any enjoyment. Aray, Hazrat said, ye kya kam hai, tu apne Malik Maula ka naam le raha hai? Allah has given us the tawfiq to take the name of your Maula. When a person is in love with somebody, and at that time, the way he relishes, the way he takes the name of his beloved, and that is illness of haram. What about the person who is in love? That is a layla of the dunya, which we know that it will go away from. What about a person is in love with the Maula? And then he understands the connection he enjoys with his Maula. And when he'll make zikr at that moment, that is something else. That's the ecstasy at that moment. Because he understands the relationship he enjoys with his Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our Hazrat mentions, there are two people came to meet our Hazrat Shah Hakim Mukhtasar rahmatullah alayh. Two ulama came to see Hazrat. When they were there, they sat next to each other, they made musafaha. Obviously, first time strangers they met. They made musafaha. After that, they were waiting for Hazrat Wala rahmatullah alayh. Hazrat Wala came after that, and Hazrat Wala introduced. They were sitting for 10 minutes. 10 minutes they were sitting there, but they just sat. And rasmi and formality, you just ask each other, how are you keeping, everything is alright. After that, Hazrat mentioned, Hazrat said, this person is the muhtamim of so madrasa, and this person is the muhtamim of that other madrasa. They both got a shock because they were the friends from the maktab. They studied together, but because after 30 years, Hazrat said, naqsha badal jata hai. After 30 years, they are 40 years, they met, they couldn't recognize each other. But when they remember, oh, this is my so-and-so friend, that's the time when the realization, when they recognize each other, they started hugging each other. They got so happy. Hazrat says, we don't know our Allah, the one who nourishes each other. The day we will make zikr, we will keep. The day we will remember, the day we will realize who is our Allah. That's the day we will understand, we won't leave that gathering of zikr. What we don't ever recognize our Allah. That is why we have joined, we have connected ourselves in Ahlullah to teach us, to take us to ma'rifat of Allah. To teach us the ma'rifat and the muhabbat of Allah. Very shortly, Hazrat mentions, when you sit, when you start the zikr, Hazrat also showed us the method of making zikr as well. Hazrat says, when you sit sit cross-legged, make your wudu, sit face the qibla, and that is the mustahab, it's not wajib. But obviously that brings creates the environment and the person enjoys. Then Hazrat says, sit cross-legged, and after that meditate. There are so many muraqabahs which Hazrat told us, but when Hazrat says, when you're making the muraqabah of La ilaha, when you're making the dhikr of La ilaha illallah, at least at that moment, Hazrat says, you must take out all the dirt. As I said, at that moment you must understand, this is the afdalu dhikr. Many muraqabahs Hazrat taught us, the time is short. But Hazrat says, that is the afdalu dhikr, that this dhikr of La ilaha illallah. A person who was a kafir immediately becomes Muslim. Immediately, who was a nari becomes a nuri. Hazrat said, he was a maghbood, hated in the sight of Allah. Just he read this kalima and he's become the mahbub of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine, at that moment Hazrat said, just by reading this kalima, just reading this kalima, and Hazrat said, that's where you understand, afdalu dhikr Allah has given me. And this Hazrat said, we have got the lux. That's why we make dhikr. We say, Allahumma aftah aqfala qulubina bi dhikrik. We have lux, that because that is the hindrance between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to open the locks of the heart. Hazrat said, it's not aqfal. Not only one lock, there are locks in our hearts. We have to open those locks with the dhikr of Allah. The key is the dhikr of Allah. That's why Hazrat mentions, you must meditate at that moment, very slightly, that a column of nur is coming, because when you say, La ilaha illallah, laysa laha hijaban dun Allah, it goes straight to the arsh of Allah. La ilaha illallah goes straight, there is no blockage. It goes straight to the arsh of Allah. And from there, Hazrat says, a column of nur is coming into your heart. And that at that moment you say, Ya Allah, whatever you take, La ilaha, you take out all the dirt from your heart. All the ghairullah from your heart. La ilaha. La ilaha hai muqaddam. Kalmae tawheed mein. Ghair haq jab jaye, haq dil mein khud hi aaye. When a person removes all the ghairullah, then we don't have to make effort to bring Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When there is no ghairullah, then there is Allah in the heart. That's why, as I said, at that moment you must meditate. Meditate what? Meditate that what? All the ghairullah is coming out. Illallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the nur of column. And then, as I said, all the hypocrisy is going out, you bring the ikhlas in your heart. All the kufr is going out, you bring the iman in your heart. So this is you get from the arsh of Allah. Then Hazrat mentioned the zikr, the lafzul jalala, the zikr of the name of Mubarak, name of blessed name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then at that time, just Hazrat mentioned, one or two muraqabah, the person when he is taking the name of Allah, at that moment he just meditate, that the whole creation join me in the zikr of Allah. But before that Hazrat said, your tongue, not only your tongue is making the zikr of Allah, also the heart is also. Make your heart present at that moment. You are remembering your Creator. Make your heart present also at that moment. Not only your tongue is saying Allah, rather your heart is also saying Allah, Allah. And also the whole entire creation joined you. The carpet of that gathering, the carpet where you're sitting, the walls, the ceiling, everything has joined you in this creation. And that's why Hazrat said, if you make zikr with this, Hazrat Haji Sahib Ramtullah used to mention, if a person makes zikr 100 times with this kayfiyat, with this caveat, he will get the effect of 124,000. Just making, but we must make properly how our Hazrat taught us. How Hazrat says, when you're making a dhikr, because of that moment, you at that out of that muhabbat and love of Allah, that relationship of Allah, you must joom jao, ihtazzat warabat, like on a windy day, how that tree moves, you also move in that direction. Hazrat says, move, don't only move your head. Hazrat says, Allah, Hazrat says, you move on from your waist, and you move together. What? Ihtazzat warabat. So make the tatbiq of Quran and Hadith at the very same time. So Hazrat says, at that moment when you're taking the name of Allah, just say, oh Allah, when you're taking, say, Allah, Allah. At that moment Hazrat says, you must, at the back of your mind, oh Allah, I love you. Oh my Allah, I need you. Oh my Allah, I can't do without you. Oh Allah, I long for you. At that moment, at the back of a person, he has this muraqabah. So these are the few basic muraqabah, and Allah has taught us many other muraqabah, which we can also read it from the book which is in printed and is also available in the bookshop. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to practice, and the realization of making dhikr. And how important, Allah, at one stage, I remember the Mubarak Hazrat's words. Hazrat said, if I have to tell, Hazrat said, it is so important to keep you going. This is so important, the dhikr. Making dhikr of Allah is so important. Oh, my murid, Hazrat said, I feel like taking all my topi and put you under your feet. Please don't forget. Establish the dhikr halqa wherever you go. And then you see the effects of dhikr. Because we are away from Shaykh. The only thing that keep us going in this path of in this part of suluk is that the dhikr of Allah. Inshallah we'll make some dhikr.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Fadhkuruni adhkurukum. Ana jalisu man dhakarani. دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدر لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ إلا الله لا إله 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 إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الہی دل میں میرے غیر کا اثر نہ رہے سوائے تیرے کسی پر میری نظر نہ رہے تو کر بے خبر ساری خبروں سے مجھ کو الہی رہو ایک خبردار تیرا لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا إلا الله لا إله 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 إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الہی عطا ہو ذرہ درد دل کے مرتا ہے بے درد بیمار تیرا کوئی تجھ سے کچھ کوئی کچھ چاہتا ہے الہی میں تجھ سے طلبگار تیرا نہیں دونوں عالم سے کچھ مجھ کو مطلب تو مطلوب میں ہوں طالب تیرا اٹھا غم رکھ امید امداد حق سے تجھے غم ہے کیا لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں عطا کر دے وہ مجھ کو اپنی محبت میں اس کے سوا کچھ نہیں مانگتا ہوں ہے ناراضگی جس کی دوزخ سے بڑھ کر اسی ذات کی بس رضا مانگتا ہوں اصل مجھ کو دنیا کی خواہش نہیں میں بخشش و روز جزا مانگتا ہوں لا الہ الا اللہ 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 لا إله إلا محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم یار رہی یار اب تو میرا اور میں تیرا یار رہوں مجھ کو فقط تجھ سے ہو محبت خلق سے میں بیزار رہوں ہر دم ذکر و فکر میں یار اب مست رہوں سرشار رہوں ہوش رہے مجھ کو نہ کسی کا تیرا مگر ہوشیار رہوں اب ترہے بس تاج میں آخر ورد زبائے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نعرہ مستانہ خوش می آئے دم تابت جانا چنی بھی وائے دم اللہ جل جلال و تعالی شان اللہ 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 ایچے شیرین استنام اللہ اللہ ایچے شیرین استنام شیر و شکر می شود جانم تمام اللہ 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 کیسا پیارا نام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ 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 ہر تمنا دل سے رخصت ہو گئی اب تو آجا اب تو خلوت ہو گئی اللہ 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 وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ اللَّهُ 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 سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر كبيرا والحمد لله كثيرا سبحان الله بكرة وأصيلا اللهم لك الحمد لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم افتح أقفال قلوبنا بذكرك اللهم افتح أقفال قلوبنا بذكرك وأتم علينا بنعمتك وأسبغ علينا من فضلك واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين
واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين. يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك. اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية في الدين والدنيا والآخرة. اللهم أصلح أحوال المسلمين في كل مكان. اللهم انصر المسلمين المستضعفين في كل مكان. اللهم اشف مرضانا وفك أسرانا وارحم موتانا وانصرنا على من عادانا. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. جزى الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. آمين.
The time of Ishraq has already come in. It's mentioned in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that a person that performs, that stays in a masjid from the time of Fajr right up to the sunrise, and thereafter approximately 15 minutes after sunrise he performs two rakats of salah, he gets the reward of a complete hajj and a complete umrah. In another hadith is mentioned Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam quotes the words of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that my banda that suffices me with four rakats of salah in the first part of the morning, I will suffice him for the remainder of the day. So we should try and perform our ishraq salah.